Offender ID number, MNDOC, man. Make sure I go to MNDOC. Anybody want to donate to my brother, put some money on his books. He's well taken care of, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to send more, I make sure he good, you know what I'm saying? But if y'all want to make sure y'all send some more donations, send some pictures, send some stuff, send some going on.
Love the pictures, huh?
Yeah, oh, the pictures is, come on, bro. That's as good as commissary.
Pay homage. Top of the moon, started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud.
Guess what? If you know like I know, top of the moon is back.
Something like a young Mariah Carey, you know, all I want for Christmas.
Yeah, that. Big glitter movie.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nick Cannon, man. She laying that iron.
Legendary motherfucker?
Yeah, real Linkin Park nigga, man.
Pause on that part, South but yeah, East, legendary.
Man. Yeah, man. Slinging that iron, man.
Yeah,
give it to him.
To more than motherfuckers will ever know, too.
Give it to him, man. Give it to him, man.
He got some bodies on the roster y'all never know about.
Uh-huh. Few of them.
Oh, yeah. He one of the most legendary to walk it.
He up there with it.
Mm, yeah,
solidified
sure.
In the organization of Pussy Sledge.
And standing the test of timeage, too.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, switching the genres and pivotry.
You got to give it to them because everybody can't do that.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a different type of game.
And it's super important.
Mm-hmm. But guess what, man? It's a new episode. What's the episode, brother?
Episode 45.
Man, we're almost 55 episodes in.
We're still alive. Yeah, older than me now. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Huh?
Uh-huh. More episodes than my life.
And this is season 3, man. So y'all already know the routine, man. Y'all know how it get out, man. If you want any product placement and you wanted to be here on Top of the MOOC with your dog, Mr. Organic, and your dog tall guy, man, make sure you email my dog at ballernothingelse@yahoo.com. The email will be below in the description. And you can also DM me on Instagram, Tall Guy Car Reviews on Instagram, verified. Mr. Organic with a K for my
blue
dog.
Blue check mark.
On Instagram as well. And make sure y'all follow Top New Podcast Clips. We got some new clips that just went up on there. And we're actually going to post them later on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also got Top of the Mook Podcast on TikTok and Top of the Mook Podcast on Instagram. And guess what? We got it on Spotify, Apple.
Apple Podcast.
We got it on everything.
Yeah,
man.
Matter of fact, let me go to Apple Podcast right now and give some shout-outs to the people that's been giving love because we promised we was going to do that.
Yes.
And now I do my phone in my hand and I can see those 5-star reviews.
Yeah, so make sure y'all go get 5 stars when y'all go
over there.
Yes,
sir. So we got Carlos_SS. He said, great podcast. I listened to him right away. Appreciate that, Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what's the rest of these. Let me see all these ratings, man. We got Peak Skills 23. He said, dope podcast, great chemistry, and great topics. Don't get it fucked up or misconstrued.
Don't get it fucked up or misconstrued.
Shout out to you, champ.
Big Caucasian man.
Oh, yeah. Let's hit that one.
Big Caucasian man.
And then we got...
We're eating that prison commissary donuts right here, man.
Man, that's serious,
no
man.
More. I ain't slap, don't
yeah, yeah,
no
they
more.
Do slap, man.
Man. What's that?
You ain't you had to warm it up, did you? Just eat it right.
Oh, yeah, no, you ain't, you know, most of the time, you're going
to
just...
You warm it up, just eat it straight. Just
warm it straight to the moat, man.
Them is worth it. The strawberry.
Yeah, because you only get out the, you know what I'm saying, the microwave, you like that on free time.
Hey, yeah, you want to throw the ice cream, you can do all the extra
do all that.
We just want to grab it
and
eat it.
You dunk it in the Folger type if you want that type of time.
Oh, on a coffee?
If you want an institutionalized brand.
You try to go all the way with it, do that.
Yeah, Folger, but the Folgers is hot, that's a hot commissary canteen up in that joint.
For real?
Get the what? Coffee big in prison.
Coffee's big. Because it's such an addictive, it gets you up and down. That gets
come on,
you right.
It's liquid cracking.
Coffee is serious.
You, know, you ever see a nigga doing the burpees, jumping up?
They on that coffee.
They on the coffee.
They on that coffee.
They on the Folgers, man.
That Folgers. That coffee hold weight in prison.
And the hot pot. You know, just boiling up.
Oh, yeah. They got the pot nigga. Because everybody don't know how to cook.
No.
But nigga not a cookie cop level.
You got chefs in there.
Yeah, them niggas
you
that
know,
be
I know how to cook some real prison meals.
Yeah, man. We just see the goulashes, man.
Hey, man.
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
Yep.
Shout out to my wife, Jazz.
I done cooked her plenty of prison meals.
Oh, yeah, them goulashes.
Hey, you done ate plenty of my prison meals.
I done covered.
Yeah, we didn't even vlog that for the YouTube channel.
Yeah, but I done, yeah, they bust them down before.
Yeah, for sure. I wanted to prepare you in case you ever went to prison.
No, hey, brother, relax.
The jig is up.
I'm a civilized citizen. You know what I'm saying? Real ain't on nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Three my mother, man. Three told me to.
Relax.
Yeah, please, brother. Don't do that to me.
No, yeah.
I ain't on none of that type of time.
If we don't know. Canteen, Sorry for the smacking. Yeah. Canteen, commissary.
Serious.
Oh, man. Motherfucker get shanked up in there for that
one. It's one of the most potent things, man. Like, especially you get to that jerky, that salami, that motherfucking summer sausage.
That's going to motherfucker get stabbed up for less.
Yeah, for sure. That's too top level.
So, listen. In Stillwater, Minnesota, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was in a maximum. So, you got custody points. Over time, custody points go up. They drop. All dependent, right? But I've seen a nigga in Stillwater get stabbed, boy. So many times. You got galleys. Right, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker going there. They go in there to box and squabble. Shit didn't go that way. You hear motherfucker? Yeah, I'm on the phone. Because you can see all, like, you be on the phone.
Right.
Anybody that's been in Stillwater, y'all gonna be a contestant. You on the phone. You look up. And you see all the cells while you're on the phone. I see a dude going to cell. I see him walking in the cell. Because usually you walk up the middle stairs, wherever cell you go in. You got a man looking, your man looking out, his man looking out. They go in the cell. They must have thought, he thought it was going to be an even one. They wanted him. Went in there. You heard the man scream. He ran out of the cell. You ain't supposed to do that. You run out of the cell.
You know, put too much eyes on the prize.
And then they going to run the cameras. But no matter what, you get stabbed up and running out like that. And you got the white tee. You got the state issues. So yeah, you got the blue squeezy pants with the squeezy. You know what I mean? They put the shanks in the mook. And then got the white tee. He got stabbed, long story short. He running out screaming. The other nigga at the other end of the galley, of the man's. You know what I'm saying? They had one dude at the end of the galley here, another dude at the galley here. He running, trying to change directions.
But he own him.
They own him, though. They own him. Dude right here runs. Now they just fully committed. Stab him again. Yeah. Running.
Now that's trying to get for through. Everybody. Who cares?
100%. They didn't get up to one galley, run through one nigga. Get up another galley, running. Another dude trying to chase him. Police come in. We all get locked down. We was locked down. I think that happened like November. We were locked down all the way through Christmas.
Dang.
Yep. They bring in, and then when you on lockdown in prison, they bring you bologna sandwiches in a paper bag. Yeah, that's your meal. That's your breakfast, lunch, dinner. Breakfast come. They treat you like the county jail. Once you go on lockdown there, they just bring the dish until they start getting everything situated, and then they can start bringing hot trays and cold trays and stuff. Right. But until they get everything situated, they bring in paper bags with an apple, a little thing of cereal with mini wheats, vanilla motherfucker too. Ain't no strawberries.
Ain't no strawberries.
No, ain't the strawberries or the blueberries.
But he's frosted.
They frosted. Yep, yep. You get the little milk come with it, and then you get a little apple, little whatever, you know what I'm saying? But it's some bullshit, though. You know
damn, the bare minimum.
But the cool thing was, when I was in Stillwater, I had a single cell, so I worked in industry. So I learned how to weld and shit. Right. A lot of people don't even know that. I know how to weld. I know how to stick, dig, and TIG.
Yeah.
100%.
That's hard.
I'm a jack of all trades. So I know how to weld.
Break it down.
Real estate.
Break it down.
CDL.
Break it down.
YouTuber.
Break it down.
D1 basketball player.
Break it down.
Former inmate.
Break it down.
Yeah, bro. I think
College graduate.
I did got a bachelor's degree. Come on, thank you, bro. How did I forget that
Come on,
one?
Brother.
You know what I'm saying?
And husband.
Got my GED in prison, too.
Damn.
Yeah, and a husband. Yeah. Faithful husband at that. You know what I'm saying?
Top level.
Count, too, brother. You know what I'm saying? Top of the movie.
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I just thought that was kind of funny, man.
That is funny, bro.
Yeah, they brought him out on a gurney, too. Everybody was locked down. Oh, yeah, he was on a flatbed. He was alive, but he was bleeding like a motherfucker.
Yeah, like a stuffed pig.
Yeah, he was bleeding like a motherfucker. That's the only time I ever seen somebody get stabbed in prison.
One time? Damn.
Mm-hmm.
And there was numerous people getting at him.
I seen a nigga get beat up in industry, though. You get the
lock inside? Stuff.
Yeah.
You
know, a CO got killed there, too.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Got beat in the head with a wrench. Rest in peace to him.
All right, brother.
In the industry where I work.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died.
So did things change after that once he died? Now they like made the like this because you got to be with a wrench, right? So how they move with the utensils?
My youngest brother, Robert Barry, he in prison right now. So y'all can tap in with him, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Let me give y'all his OID number real quick.
Give him his ID number, man.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all can.
And while you find that, let me give you some more shout outs. Speaking of that, it's crazy. We're talking about coffee and all that, but Masa Maui, MWAMI, and he said, crazy story, 5 stars. On the Apple podcast, we appreciate that. He said,
"Yeah, appreciate you, brother."
By watching y'all, I'm motivated to open a coffee shop in Africa last year.
Mm.
Now I'm about to open up a second one. Y'all know I got the organic drinks for sure. Thanks, leaps of faith. One day I'll be top of the mook and convince y'all to visit Africa. That would break the internet for
real. I've been wanting to go to Africa.
I want to go to Africa anyway, nigga.
So
I saw a nigga Slim Thug out there like a dumb. You see what trips he taking?
Mm-mm.
You got to go to Slim Thug Instagram.
For real?
That nigga going.
You know, I was on the phone with Slim Thug before. Way back. Yeah, yeah.
That nigga traveling everywhere I can dumb.
Yo, that's top level.
He been doing the travel. Now he's He in Africa with the cheetahs and
oh, Top of the Mook Slim travels.
Yeah, yeah, he doing that. Yeah, yeah, fully, hard. Fully academic.
Is he having the three of them stink on it too?
Yeah, he get all the footage.
Okay,
yeah, sliding on the slide in Dubai when you see all the buildings. Mm. He doing. He acting.
Okay,
dumb.
Oh, the Atlantis Mook.
You can't act no dummy.
Okay,
yeah, shout out to that nigga, Big Slim Thug, man.
Okay,
but
shout out to him.
We got K Mac 1705, Big White Man Mode. He says at the top, where that motherfucker at?
Oh, Big yeah. White Man Mode.
I gotta hold that at the end. He said, man, this show is bananas, man. Three is a fool. When he fully activated, Big Slim had to pull it back when he going fully activated. Good topics, sure. though. Appreciate that, brother. Also, we got S.186 at top of the MOOC. He said, the show was always to the MOOC with illustrations, guests, fast talk about current subjects. That's our special Alatai.
Facts.
Hitting bills. He said, real talk, nothing but straight facts on these podcasts.
Appreciate
and,
it,
Big Roy 713 said, Big White Man Mode.
Big White Man Mode. Top of the Mook.
Yeah, and then we got Right Girl, 5 stars again. He said, hilarious, smart. These are the conversations I hear in my family with the males. It's like a girl, too. Another one that's Top of the Mook for sure. His name is Wick Man 187. Keep me entertained as I drive my truck. Hey, truck drivers, I know y'all need that.
Got my CDL, y'all. Too.
Yes, sir. Show is legendary. Uncle Abs. Only show where you get the real, raw, unfiltered, and legendary talk from two individuals who have been through a lot in life. It's for a sure. must listen. Oh, yes, sir. Come on, man.
Come on, champ.
What's that? Reef LaFlair. He said, atonement of you get it when you give blueprint. Top of the Mook ever. Just never disappoints. Slim and Three dropping gems with the jokes. Big motivational type of time. Big legendary.
Appreciate all of you.
Oh, we got that movement.
Right there, right there.
Big.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
Legendary.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was one in the...
Yeah, no. Yeah, I had to do two.
Hold on, I'm going to give you two more real quick. We got H_Plies14. He said, love y'all, dude like Rodman without crack and Jordan with the voice. I'm surprised you guys talk about Leonard Hamilton getting racially attacked for a collision. Oh, yeah, he did. That did happen. Hey, mm-hmm. man. Shout out to he just beat a nigga up, too, type on a... wasn't it was Bubba Wallace?
Mm.
Bubba Wallace, the black nigga that do the NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
He just whooped the nigga like
put paws on him.
Yeah, in the middle of the like cut him off or something.
Mm, okay.
All right, last one. Tall Guy and Three Dynamic Duo. Y'all hilarious. I'm at work right now listening to the podcast. Y'all really getting me through this shift. Keep it up, top level. Organic love, man.
Yeah, appreciate all y'all.
There's
man,
more on real. There, man, but you know, we got to get to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, y'all got to give us all more 5 stars. So
these are ones from way back, though. This is one from last year and stuff like that.
Okay, so. Yeah, showing love. You know,
we
went way back.
Appreciate y'all, man. So.
Yeah, so go to Apple, right?
Yep, Apple Podcast. Make sure you give those 5-star reviews and give a comment, and we will shout you out because we appreciate that organic love from the seed. And
absolutely.
That will push us in the algorithm of the Apple Podcast.
Yeah, and we'll read them at the top of every episode from now on. Yep. So make sure y'all definitely go over there and do that because we might mention your name and your comment as well, man. So make sure you go over there and drop them with the 5 stars.
Yep. And then probably like one episode, two out the week, we'll go through our comments
right.
and read some of those and get back to you guys on those too. Keep it real interactive.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what we on, man.
And I got to give that shout out to my little brother, my youngest brother, Robert Barrett. He in prison right now. He in Rush City.
Yep.
Another gladiator school. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And that's actually what it's called. That's our nickname for it in Minnesota.
Gladiator school.
Yep.
I don't know.
Offender ID number, MNDOC, man. Make sure I go to MNDOC. Anybody want to donate to my brother, put some money on his books. He's well taken care of, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to send more, I make sure he good, you know what I'm saying? But if y'all want to make sure y'all send some more donations, send some pictures, send some stuff, send some going on.
Love them pictures, huh?
Yeah. Oh, the pictures is, come on, bro. That's as good as commissary. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because the thing is like I send my brother pictures often. You know, I actually got a bunch more. I got sent them recently, too. You know, but you live through people, you know what I mean, when they out there and then you get that inspiration and motivation because a lot of people forget about you when you're in prison. So, you know, when you get pictures, you get money, you get cards, even if y'all just send them some love and on a letter tell him to keep his head up, you know, any of the above, you know, be all appreciated and let him know that his big brother, you know what I'm saying, Slim, sent him sent him y'all, man. So make sure y'all tap in with him. It's Robert Barrett, you know what I'm saying? Same last name as me. And his OID number is 2559. 57. I still know my OID number by heart, but Yeah, man, make sure y'all tap in with him. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's appreciate y'all.
It. Yeah, man. Like sometimes, you know, people make mistakes.
For sure.
And they got to pay for them. And once they pay for them, they should be able to live their lives normally. It's sad that you really can't. You know what I'm saying? For the most part. And it's part of our society, bro. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Rob. When he get out, man, you know, everything will go good for him.
Yeah, and I tell him, like, you know, the biggest thing when you first come out of prison, man, is making sure that you just, you know, try to be as self-aware as possible because you're coming out with a different type of understanding with demons and stuff you'll be facing and battling with. So, yeah, man, just coming out and keeping this calm head, strong head, and just keeping your eye on the prize. And, you know, you're going to get distracted at times. There's going to be some things that's going to sidetrack you a little bit. You know, I had my my rough situations. Yeah. I was actually talking with Frankie this morning.
Frank the Tank.
Yeah, yeah. My shout out to my dog, Frankie Johnson, man. Make sure y'all tap in with him on Instagram, man. And I told him, you got to get to putting back videos on his YouTube channel, man.
Yeah, you in Philippines, still out in the Philippines and all that?
And he's sauteing and flambeing everything out
Filipino
there.
Filipino bitches, man.
He going crazy.
No, them bitches got their motherfucking sake sake.
I told him, I said, man, you got to be like, do the King of Downtowns of the Philippines.
Yeah.
That'll be legendary.
Let's see.
And you know, Frankie, funny.
Hilarious.
Funny.
Yeah, he on that too.
I said, bro, you got to get back to putting on vlogs out there. And then I said, you in a whole nother world. Ain't nobody seen this.
You got to be fucking one of them bitches in the hut or something.
Yeah, and he a top level nigga too. So you're going to be out there, you know, in the full hut, TP.
Yeah,
you under the waterfalls. You know, you got a lot of waterfalls, a lot of clear waters.
Yeah.
I said, bro, you got to be out here. Come on, brother. You got to monetize this. You know, you already getting paid big bread to be out there.
Yeah, he out there.
You
know, we've been out there for a while now too. How long?
Top leagues out there too. Yep.
Type TV and all that. I be seeing them.
Yeah, I want to say since 2000.
It's some years now.
That'd be like 16, 17. Maybe 18 at the latest, 2017, 2018 at the latest.
Okay, yep. Yeah, that's what I'm saying about the time when we started YouTube, I think.
Yep, for sure, yep.
Damn.
So about going on 6 years.
Yeah, shout out to him, man.
Yeah, he out there getting to it, man. So make sure y'all tap on my dog, Frank.
Yeah, shout out again to my brother, too, since he's talking about basketball,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, shout out to Trenton, man.
Trenton is legendary,
man. We was just having this conversation in the car when I was talking to my little brother, DJ, and we was sitting there having this conversation like, man, because our little brothers are both legendary.
Yep.
Top level legendary, you know, They've always kind of blazed their own trail, safe to say.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So for my brother to be doing his thing, you know, y'all see it whenever
he wants, y'all see it.
Top level. But your brother, you know, going from coach, he hooped in Japan for 10 years.
Yeah, so we can break it down. Like, of course, so we originally from San Diego, but he grew majority of his life in Carmondale,
yep.
A small town. It's only like 13,000 people. So for him to graduate from there and then go to a JUCO,
yep.
And then transfer to Marquette University is crazy. Because
even a little backstory, too. Just kind of even throw that in there. You want to talk about that with your brother being in Marquette? And understanding the people, the process.
I mean, what part do you want to talk about?
When you was, you know what I'm saying?
When I was living there?
Right.
Yeah, we'll get to that, though.
Okay.
I'll get to that. That's funny.
Just want to make sure you don't forget.
No, that's a good, put that in there. That's a legendary story.
Yeah, for
but,
sure.
But yeah, so it was like, and he just went to it, and it was a small, like, kind of week. JUCO he went to, but for some reason they came together and was cold.
Right.
And they end up playing my old school.
Golden State Warriors type.
Yeah, they end up playing my old school in Hutchinson, which is crazy. Shout out to Coach Barney.
Did they smoke them?
They beat them, though. Yeah, they did beat them. Because they was too cold. Because
you weren't on there, huh?
I wasn't there. Shout out to Coach Barney, though. So it was just wild that went for a circle. But they did so good, they went to the national tournament, beat my old team. And I think they made it to like the Final Four. Mm. But anyway, he had two legendary scholarships from Indiana University or Marquette. That's how good he did and how good his team was. So he picked Marquette, which is, you know, a place that we lived to at one time.
Right.
As we know, that's in Milwaukee. That's in the downtown, was down the street
Milwaukee
from Dahmer.
A hood out there, too.
Yeah, Milwaukee back to the Dahmer move. Yeah. But yeah, so he up there was killing, did a great job. And then he had to make a transition, you know what I'm saying, to go overseas. And he did. But that was a grind.
The
people don't understand, like, he had to play the small bummy like lead, like an ABA lead,
Pro B.
Yeah, like the low dirt bum level. And that was like in Washington. Mm. And was it Washington? Fuck. Like the I'm tripping. Like Portland. It was Portland. Cause his homeboy
easy to get him mixed up.
Cause his homeboy Matthews, what was his name? You played for the Mavericks.
I know you're talking
about.
Wesley Matthews.
That's his best. His homeboy played for Portland at the time, so he was out there with him. He played a little small, little bummy league out there. But he did so good, he got called up to a top level Canadian league. So people have to understand these processes. So he went out there, killed. Then he got moved up to Japan.
Yep.
Then he was out in Japan for 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
And mind you, it's not easy to get to Japan.
It's not, because it's top level.
Yep.
So he was out there for 10 years doing that. And then, you know, jig is up. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, nigga, what you going to do now?
The jig is up.
So then he came. Like that. I remember he came back. He was in Minnesota with me because it was like a coaches convention. Like, nigga, I'm a coach. I'm like, hey, brother, you do understand coaching is just like trying to make it to the league, brother.
And you know how hard that was.
Everybody want a fucking coach after they done hooping. Like, nigga, this is tough. He like, man, I'm going to be good. He went to that convention, met some of his people. He like, came back. He like, nigga, this shit tough. This shit harder than I thought.
Yeah.
Everybody trying to get a job. Even people with job, they ain't trying to lose their job. They're trying to find a better job. Like, man. Like, yeah, it ain't no joke. He like, but I'm going to do it, though. So end up getting a job in a small place. What the hell was it at? In Idaho or some shit, Wyoming. I forgot. It was some little fucking school. But it was a good school.
Right.
It was like a D2.
Yep.
Then he moved up to McKendree, which is in St. Louis. And that was a good top level D2. He was comfortable there. And then all of a sudden, one of his good friends, you know what I'm saying, was at TSU, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big D1. He was like, man, he's trying to get Trent
TSU
on.
In Texas, right?
Yeah. He was trying to get him a position with there and move him up. That's D1. That'd be lovely. Yeah. So he was trying to find a spot for him because he rocked with him so good. But he ended up telling him, like, man, matter of fact, I got something better for you. You know our homeboy, blah, blah, blah. He the GM of over here in Utah. He like, he might got a spot for you. So he needs somebody still active in his coaching. He was like, man, see what he say.
Your network is your network.
So what happened was, because his, that's Trent, one of Trent's best friends of this guy, right? Dude, hello?
Oh, there go the mic.
There go the mic. God damn it, the mic. God damn it.
Here you go. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Put it over there. So dude's best friend is Trent. So this guy's best friend is the GM dude from Utah.
Right.
Not knowing that Trent used to live in Utah at 1.2. Now, right. It's a hoop with this guy every day at the gym.
Right.
So he knows Trent. And he didn't know that triangle was connected. So when he told him Trent's name, he like, dude, I know him. So he called Trent, like, what's up? Talk to him, like, man, you already got the job. Don't worry about it, bro. I know you is. Boom, boom. Got the job. Boom.
So it was like LeBron with Richard Jefferson. Remember there when he was on the move? He said, hey, man, you ain't never been fired. You my friend.
Yeah, it's over. Jig is up. You
jig is up.
So it's so legendary because this is the Utah Stars. This is the G League, the minor league, right under Utah Jazz. They playing in the Utah Jazz arena, right. Practice with them and everything. So now he out there chilling, practicing with the Jazz and all that. Full NBA contract with the, it's dope, man. Shout out to Trent.
For sure. So let's mention this too, because shout out to Trent because he is legendary.
Right.
But you just as legendary as well.
For sure, man.
And it runs in y'all blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Colin Sexton's out that way now.
Colin Sexton's out there too.
Colin Sexton, you had him in your vlog.
Yep.
He rocked with the campaign.
Yep.
I fully know you.
Mm-hmm.
And now, how everything come full circle. Crazy. And then now your brother's out there with a married
dad. Wow, hooping with him and everything.
Crazy. But another thing about Trent too, just to add, is like there was a part where you said with your brother, when you was like, man, what I'm going to do, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, you said, man, coach is tough. And your brother even said, whew, it's tougher than I thought it was going to be, right? Now, just a real quick thing to everybody out there, man. If you ain't doing shit that don't got you feeling like, man, I might have bit off more than I could chew, you ain't doing it big enough.
You ain't doing it big enough. You ain't really pushing your level of life.
Yeah.
And that was even with basketball, because in some of them breaks, that one first league was so bummy, he had to type get a job. He like, nigga, I know I can't work.
Right.
He was doing some enterprise or something. Rental. He said, listen up, nigga, I can't do no job.
That's in his blood, too?
Yeah, nigga, I can't work. He said, I said, nigga, I know you can't. Nigga, you better step up.
Yeah.
Nigga, you better motherfucking do what you got to do. And he did. Yeah. But he kept putting himself in hard positions of, there ain't no other way but this. And he won. You know what I'm saying? Thank God for that. You know what I'm saying? But people got to realize that you got to put yourself in sink or swim, back against the wall.
For sure.
You're going to see what you're made of. And when you come out of it, you always be better. You always be greater. But you got to go through something to get to something. That's a fact.
Yep,
it's never easy when you're trying to be great. I don't care who you is.
Yeah, go through it all to get it all.
Yeah, man, and it's well worth it at the end. It don't feel like it when you're going through it, though.
Mm, facts.
Hit me.
But the thing is, another big part that matters when you're going through it and shit's looking down, shit's looking bad, don't look like it's going to get no better, is remaining, being sturdy with people.
Yeah.
Right? And still clapping for others and being happy for others winning, even when you feel like you losing.
Right.
And I say that to say because when you was down and we was working at 43 and your brother was at hooping in Japan,
right,
all them years getting a bag and then touching all that bread, was making more than you. And it's all good, but it ain't no competition. It's just you happy for your people.
For sure.
And that's the point I'm getting to next. I ain't never heard this man. And I would never lie for him. If he did some fuck shit, I'd tell him he do some fuck shit. I'd tell him all the time. You know what I'm saying? And he'll do the same with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one time did I ever hear this nigga talk bad about his brother?
Nah.
Now, one time did I not hear, I never heard him say nothing but the most congratulations, how he was most proud of his brother, how his brother over there smoking shit. He even put a little extra petrol and gas on that motherfucker.
Got to.
You know, if anything. You know what I'm saying? So that was real. I always committed
that
with
him.
Sure. So always pay attention to people that do that, like, you know what I'm saying? Because it says more about your character than I'm not going to really rock with you if I see that there's people close to you and, you know, or portrayed to be closer than you over here talking shit about this person. You know what I mean?
So yeah, that's whack.
I never rock with that. You know what I mean? Because if you're doing that with them, I know you'll do it with me.
Yeah, for sure. So I just always wanted the best for, you know, my family members. And for him, he saw everything I did wrong and he did it all right. Yeah. From basketball, I was the best. Like everybody, and there ain't no question, man. Everybody knew three of them was the coldest nigga when it come to some hooping. You know what I'm saying? I know, it's hands down.
They knew it was nobody else but you.
Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? What a motherfucker got, man. Let's get some understanding.
Come on, champ. Don't get it fucked up or miss the script.
Definitely don't do that. So it was like he saw my trials and tribulations. He did it right. For me going to JUCO, he went to JUCO, but he did it, went to D1. He kept going. He did everything right that I did wrong, and I always saluted that. And even with that, so let's talk about the Marquez situation.
I was just about to say that.
Even that, I always wanted to go top level. Even when
Did you ever miss this in Organic Tales?
Of course.
Okay.
So it had to be told. It was historical. Yeah. But so it was like, even at Marquette, shit, I always wanted to go to a D1 and really be there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get a chance to go to Arizona State. I dropped out before I can go there. But I always want that experience. So just so happens that when I was in Minnesota, one day I'm coming back from a club, and me and my dog riding the car. He's like, man, you want to go to the crib? You want to go to your girl house? I'm like, man, matter of fact, I don't know. It was like a fork in the road. You go this way or that way, home or to her house. And I was like, matter of fact, let's go to her house. I don't feel like going to the crib.
Right.
So he take me there, boom. And all night I'm feeling weird, feeling crazy. I'm talking to her like, man, I don't know what's going on. I just feel weird. She's like, what's up? I'm like, I don't know. Something just don't feel right. All night I couldn't sleep. Next morning I get a call early. It's Ron. He's like, man, you good? I'm like, yeah, nigga, what you ask me I'm good for, nigga? Is somebody not good around here? Well, I'm going to be good. Something, did I do something somebody I don't know? And when I'm like, nigga, you ask me, am I good? Come on, bro. But he's like, nigga, hey, man, somebody shot your crib. Nigga, what are you talking about? Something? All that talking. I'm like, what you talking about? He's like, yeah, nigga, shot your front door.
I was going to say front door one. Right?
Yeah, I'm like, what? Nigga shot my door? I'm like, I'm in a compartment building, bro, upstairs. And he said, nigga, go to your crib. Your door got out. Shot bullet holes in it.
Even
bro.
That story is funny, though. It's so many different layers.
I'm going
to
break
story.
It all the way down. Okay, I'm going to go all the way through it, bro. Okay, I'm a storytelling nigga.
There we go.
So, like, okay, we driving home. I drive to the crib, and I get to the crib. I'm looking at the apartment. It's looking normal. What is this nigga talking about? Then I go upstairs. It's a big old shotgun hole. I can put my whole goddamn head in that motherfucker just about. I said, damn. Then I open the door. I look. It's big ass pellets all on the wall. I said, motherfucker came there with that Terminator 2 motherfucker.
They wanted you.
They wanted the three. Like, what did I do? You know what I'm saying? So I look through the crib. Ain't nothing missing or nothing. I'm like, damn, nigga shot my shit with a shotgun. So I'm like, trip my car. I'm like, yeah, hey, nigga shot the door. He like, yeah, man, niggas is asking about the car and all that. Cause I had, you know what I'm saying, somebody's car. And they just asking about the car. Ain't asking about me and I'm alive or nothing. They just asking about the damn car. I said, God damn, nigga don't care about the three of them. Just worry about the car, you bitch ass motherfucker, you. So I'm pissed off. I'm like, all right, nigga, fuck that car. So
you ain't had no equity there.
Had no equity in nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just freelancing. So after that happened, niggas was spooked up because I already came to Minnesota from the streets. Niggas already knew what I was doing out there. Know I picked up big money when I arrived in Minnesota. Niggas know I was doing some real street shit. So when niggas shot my door, niggas was petrified of me like, this nigga in some bullshit, boo-boo. And 100%, I still don't know what happened with that door. I don't know. I fucked a nigga bitch. I ain't had no beef with nobody that I know of. I don't know nothing. It was just
anything.
Yeah, but this is, you got to understand, you got to come upstairs, then go to the door, then shoot it. So it wasn't like it's just that random. You know what I'm saying?
Work that way.
Yeah, he had to really work to get there. And the person next door who heard it, he said somebody knocked first, and then they heard it. Boom.
Oh, they want you to come to the
yeah,
door.
Yeah, so that, I know me. Yeah, I know me. I'm like, nigga, get the fuck out my door because no one ever come to the house. It's like a little off the way spot.
Hey man, looking through the people like this.
Boom! Blew my goddamn tonsils out. You know what I'm saying? God. But thank God I was at her house, but I probably was feeling my ass dying if I was there. That's probably what I was thinking, like, nigga, I was feeling my motherfucking final destination move. So after that, motherfucker scared of me. Like, man, you gotta leave, man. We can't have you around, blah, blah, blah. We don't know what's going on. Like, man, I'll give you some money. Motherfucker gave me like $1,000. So now you gotta understand, this is what it is.
The jig is up.
TheJigIsUp.com.
Okay.
So you gotta understand, I'm homeless now.
Fully.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a grown nigga. That's when I already got cut by the little Sioux Falls Skyforce team. I'm just out here fucking bitches, getting money, just rapping, just trying to find a way in Minnesota. So when nigga like, you got to leave because they was paying for the apartment, I'm like, God damn, what the fuck am I going to do? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got nowhere to go.
I ain't going home to my mom. I'm about 26, something like that now. I ain't going home to my mom.
That'd be embarrassing.
I can't go back to Phoenix, that motherfucker.
The jig is up.
All the way.
That's over with, nigga. That life in prison.
Curtains.
So, like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm like, oh, Trent at Marquette. Nigga, I go up there and chill with that nigga at school. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I go up there and chill. I'm supposed to go up there anyway. Fuck with him. He's like, yeah, come up, fuck with me, man. So, when I get there, I go there with all my shit. I'm chilling. Nigga, come to find out his roommate, like, got kicked off the team or whatever. So, it's a two-bedroom dorm.
Sound like perfect timing.
Yeah. I wouldn't that bitch had my own room. I was in that bitch feet up.
What the teammate get kicked off for? You
care? I don't
care?
Know. Man, fuck him, nigga. More room for me, nigga. Shit. Damn. I didn't give a goddamn. Right. So it was just me and that nigga. I was there for like a whole semester, nigga. I'm in there fucking pussy. Everything. I'm going on campus, nigga, with a backpack, nigga. Acting like I'm on a team. I'm eating with these niggas, hooping with these niggas, everything.
So everybody think you on the squad.
I'm on the squad. You know, I still look relatively young at the time. I didn't wasn't bald head at the time.
So, was you sauteing and flambeing and lying to the hoes like, hey, I'm on Marquette.
I'm on walk. I'm walk on. Damn, walk on.
Yeah, they're like, why your name ain't on the roster?
Yeah, because I'm walk on practice squad right now, okay. So I got to get my grades right. Once I get my GPA to 2.5, they're going to go ahead and usher me in, give me that scholarship.
How would they know
because
any better?
Because I came from JUCO, and then I had a long story. Y'all don't know my story, so I'm older.
You had a red shirt before then.
I'm older than people. Had to, you know, get my mind right. I went through a mental conniption at one point in time, so I got to sit down now and recalibrate it up. Now I come through. Once I get that right, get my grades right, boom, I get that full scholarship. I'm going to be on the team, baby.
So by the time
now
you
give
ran,
me a pussy.
Yeah, so by the time you ran out of wind and then looked up, the panties was off.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
The panties was off.
Was the panties and bra?
No, they just really 19 and up type. I'm 26.
So you had to lay the propaganda too deep.
I'm full. I shouldn't be in that motherfucker, man. I'm too propagandered up.
Okay, so
I'm full of three of them.
You
with
gave
the brand.
That one. You looked up. Is panties gone or the bra gone?
Everything gone.
Both.
That motherfucker just naked in a Buddha style looking at me. Molten cock.
Yeah, did you always hate when you about to saute flambe something they got on jeans?
Take them off.
The hardest shit ever, huh?
Take the jeans. Don't come on my house with no jeans. Don't ever do that. I don't know why I do that. I tell bitch don't come with no panties on. Like have a dress or something or some leggings.
What if it's jeans with no panties?
That's cool.
But it might still be a little difficult type.
Yeah, because you got to do all that extra crick. It'll be tight. They'll be tight around the ankle and all that yanking. It'll give them time to say, hey, I don't want to do it. I want something smooth and quick when we get right to it. Because all that extra traction, I don't know. God damn it, because I don't fight.
It ain't going to be difficult.
I don't fight. One no is over with.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, baby, let's go sleep.
That's the best way to do it.
I go to sleep quick.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I've been on that. Okay. I don't play none of them games, bitch. Yeah, any should. Resistance, move my hand one time, boo, we going to sleep.
Yeah, it's over.
Bitch, you got to type this throat in your mouth for me to wake up. I give up. The jig is up. I don't know, man, bitch.
The jig is up.
You ain't getting me.
Yeah, it's yours. You fight for it.
Yeah, so I'm in there acting crazy, fucking a basketball bitch, a volleyball bitch. I'm at the game front row, cheering this shit and all that I can do. It's crazy because Marquette played Idaho State, and Idaho State, nigga Akbar played for Idaho State.
Oh,
so I watched him play against my brother. That was crazy.
Oh, wow. Shout out to
him. Yeah, in Marquette. That was hard. So it was dope, though. I was there, man, and just watching them hoop, it was dope as fuck going to them games. I went to all the games. I was there for a while, though, just chilling, feet up.
Yeah.
And then finally, you know, my
Was your brother a wild man like you?
Nah, he was drinking.
We can't say too much.
But I didn't know nigga was drinking. I didn't know nigga was drinking. He wasn't no wild man like that.
Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't doing none of that. But I know he drunk. He came in one night.
You sure though? He just was trying to be good for his big brother.
Nah, he lightweight.
Okay.
He ain't no saute master like that. He ain't that type of time. He married man now, but even then, he was chilling.
Yeah.
I was there, nigga.
Okay.
But he used to come in that bitch a little lit, though, drunk. I'm like, this nigga drink? Because, you know, I don't drink. So I'm like, I can smell it on him. This nigga be drinking.
He wasn't organic with it?
Nah, he was drunk.
He didn't keep it organic?
That nigga was on my
shit, damn. I'm right there with you, brother. Don't keep it.
That nigga was on that liquor.
I ain't keeping it organic. I'm drinking my liquor.
I said, damn, that nigga drink. Okay, Trent.
You know what actually took me a while to drink, though?
Oh, for real?
Because when I came home from prison, I didn't drink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't drinking at all. It took me a while to drink, to get comfortable to drink. You know what I'm saying?
It was crazy. I didn't know. So it was like, damn, it was shocking a little bit. But yeah, shout out to Trent, man. That was legendary time, man. It was dope. It was
and
dope.
And now look at both of y'all, man.
Yeah, we made it.
Shout out to Trent for even letting you come out there and be out there.
It was with it.
Yeah.
It was with the shit. But,
you know, there's brothers that out there be doing
that
some fraud
shit. That nigga didn't care. He never said you had to leave. And I just left because I end up, you know, I know when the jig is up. Like, my ex-girl back.
You better just gauge the energy.
Yeah, my ex-girl back in Minnesota, like, man, you just come stay with me. I'm like, fuck it. I could just go there for nagle that up.
Right.
And end up really liking her, and then shit, and we stood from there.
Right.
And it was the story so long. It's my life.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's just crazy.
But that's still, like I said, like I've never heard you say nothing but the best about your brother. You know, there's a lot of brothers out there, And he just ain't, you know what I mean?
Right.
Ain't with that same type of sturdiness. So it's just like, I always commend that and I respect it, you know, and I always like how you talk so fondly about your brother.
Yeah, he's legendary, bro. Like, I was a speaker at his wedding. I was pissed off about that, too, boy. I was mad about his wedding. I'm at the wedding.
Because you got up there and shed some organic tears.
It ain't even that. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to cry like twice in my life.
Yeah, man. I heard Mo, brother. Stop lying.
Twice, brother. Yeah, no, stop. Three times. Three times. But it was like... But like, so we get to the wedding. It's in Vegas, and I'm like, okay. And this one nigga still on the come up a little bit doing YouTube. Mm-hmm. But nigga, I remember I didn't have no bread like that. We was at the Excalibur. My mom and them at the room. I'm sleeping on the floor in the Excalibur, nigga. Like, nigga, I wasn't paying for nothing, nigga. Them rooms only like $40, nigga. No,
sugar. I was gonna say the Excalibur type.
Yeah, you at the bottom of the bare room.
Type red roof type.
Yeah, don't question. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have my own room. I'm on the floor. It's like five of us at that motherfucker, nigga. Yeah, we like a dub. It's real life, baby.
Down there with the bed bugs. Huh?
Yeah, in there.
Both of y'all had a little pallets. You and the bed bugs, little for pallets
sure.
down
for
there.
For sure, rubbing elbows.
If you ain't never made no pallet, trust me, you ain't never been nowhere near close to the bottom.
Yeah, don't relax, man.
Oh, we used to make pallets for fun. Like, you know what I'm saying? Who can make the most comfortable ones?
You got to know the pallets, man.
Yeah, 100%.
The pallet game was mean.
Man, was it. You know what I'm saying? Try to get as many blankets layered up.
You're going to layer it up, get that good pillow. And then you want
to... some snacks.
Then you want to get extracurricular, throw that fan back there, tint it up.
Oh, man. Did you ever put the fan in the window?
Of course.
That was the one.
Got to get
if
it
you
right.
You ain't got no AC, you got to put the... You know what I'm saying?
You got to do what
put
you got to do. You got to turn up that... Bit. Yeah, you got to turn up that wind.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Otherwise, you're like blowing the hot air.
Yeah, because you can't use
that
AC.
That got to be some hood shit, right? Where you just fell asleep with the fan right on your face.
Yeah, I hate the fan
I can't do that. Oh,
you'd be sick.
I'd be sick as hell now.
Yeah, I wake up, nigga. It's over with. Don't
excuse
you
me,
turn
before
up,
I couldn't sleep without it as a kid.
Yeah, don't put no fan on
that
me.
That go on my face now. I don't like it.
No, I don't like that shit at all.
No,
brother.
Me neither, brother. I'm right there with you.
So, yeah, we get to the wedding and shit. Boom, boom, boom. And, you know you got the, what's it? Like, because I was in yours. I was one of the motherfuckers. The best, what's it, motherfucker?
The groomsman.
The groomsman.
Yes.
This nigga ain't got me as a groomsman.
Damn. Oh,
I'm not the best man. My brother, older brother is Brandon. Shout out to Brandon. Brandon the best man. He got all his homies as the groomsman. Left three of them. I'm like, nigga, every wedding I went to, I was a groomsman. My nigga, Rye, yours. I only went to two. This is my motherfucking brother.
You make it seem like you went to Bow Man.
Nigga ain't got me as a groomsman. Nigga, I'm in the mall. I called my mom. I said, I'm about to hurt this nigga. She like, please don't leave him alone. I'm about to hurt this nigga. She like, no, don't do it. I said, what this nigga got me out here? Ain't no groomsman.
Yeah.
He got me in a regular pedestrian move.
Hey, man, listen here.
Type week.
You weren't organic enough, man. You ain't make the cut.
I'm like, this nigga tripping. Hey, so then we sit at the wedding. I'm mad the whole time sitting like this. And then the after stuff, it was the after.
You knew
you'd
get the best speech, though.
Nigga, I didn't know. So that's what I'm saying. He hit me with the blue, like, oh, yeah, you're going to do the speech at the reception. Oh, shit. You going to tell me now? And I stole the show now.
Yeah, you missed organic, brother.
Come on, brother. The show was stolen, brother.
Yeah, hey, I believe you.
Because once I laid down an understanding with the story, you know what I'm saying? It touched me because I'm like,
who else could match that?
Nobody. Yeah. So he actually did it right. Because,
right.
Like, nigga, I'm the center.
So he did
attention.
Right by not having you as a groomsman.
Yeah, but, nigga, I didn't know what the hell was going on. Nigga,
right,
like,
right.
You didn't tell me nothing, brother. So, but yeah, I broke down the story because it was just like, damn, this is my little brother. I'm in from the seed. Like, we was always there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was always his protector. And for him to be a full man, professional athlete.
But how was y'all relationship, though?
We was close.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? You was there to protect her.
For sure.
But was you like, hey, you know what I mean?
With what?
With the mentorship of the older brother to the little.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I was there the whole time.
That's surprising.
He always come talk to me about everything.
So did y'all ever have a conversation on why you weren't a groomsman?
Oh, no. He just said he did that, so I just do the speech. So it'd be this extra, like, on the side. Like,
okay.
That's still crazy to me. I don't know. I still, nigga, fuck that shit. Been that groomsman and... Fuck this wrong with this nigga.
Should have been the best man, huh?
How I was. Niggas always put me, you know what I'm saying? Jig is up on all you sons of bitches, man.
The jig is up.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all always picked the wrong one and told y'all. Now look at you.
Look at you bleed, Devin.
Straight up.
Look what you did.
Somebody else know they picked the wrong move and who take care of everything. You know, too many details.
Oh, shit, yeah. Damn, brother, you ain't doing shit. Dog, blew it all up.
Pick the right one.
The smithereens.
Damn.
Okay, so I got to calm down.
No, sorry,
all right, now, what you were saying, though?
But, yeah, so when I did the speech, though, it was so, I was looking like, damn, this nigga married. Who the fuck ever thought anybody, I ain't never seen nobody, you know, damn married where we from.
For sure.
His beautiful daughter
that's
there.
That's how I felt about my
wife,
little brother.
All these people in here for him. these niggas professional athletes. We got Wes Matthews. We got all these people that's in the NBA, his old teammates, his coaches. All fuck with my little brother. I'm sitting there like, that's hard. You know what
I mean? Top level.
That was dope as fuck to me. So it fucked me up seeing that. You know, we had our whole family here, all my aunties, everybody that, all his friends, all for him. Right. That's hard. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, it was a blessing to see that shit. So that shit, it moved me a little bit, man. I was happy for him. Still happy for him to this
day. Yeah, I remember watching the vlog. It made me happy, man. It choked me up a little bit, bro.
Yeah, that shit real, bro. And then, like, even when we went to Utah, nigga, we going to his crib he built from the ground up. Remember that shit?
But your brother wasn't there when I went
there. He wasn't there. He was overseas. So just his wife and my little niece.
Shout out to your niece and shout out to Trent's wife.
Yeah, shout out to Chelsea, man, little sis. Yeah, she holds shit down. But, you know, that goes to show you, too, that good woman going to get you right.
That's everything. That's your better half.
Yeah, keep that nigga in order.
For sure. You need that.
And I can see that. So, like, but yeah, this being going back to his crib in Utah, built from the ground up. This is their second crib they
have. That house was legendary, too.
Yeah, crispy from the seed. And, like, they own the two homes. And the thing that's cold now, too, is that now you're back out there, right?
Yep.
Back in Utah.
Crazy.
Yes, his house, he's renting it out, right?
Yep.
So they don't move out to May, the people that's in there. The house he's renting, he just so happened, is one block over. Like, he could walk from here to there to his house. That's how close it is. It just happened to be that way. He showed me the other day. He's like, look at this, man. I can go to my real house right now. He just walked.
That's hard.
It's literally like down the street.
Yeah, that's hard.
Fucking 100 yards.
Yeah, that's hard.
I'm like, he's like, nigga, I don't know how this happened. We just picked this house, was close.
You know what's crazy? I never even met Trent in person.
You haven't?
I did one time. No.
When he came to 43, were you on there?
Nope, I wasn't.
You never met Trent?
Not in person.
You met Brandon.
Brandon.
My older brother.
When I went to Phoenix.
Yep.
Every time Trent was not there.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yep, that's crazy. That is crazy.
That is crazy.
That is nuts. But I've talked to him, though.
Yeah, for sure.
On the phone, you know, shit like that with y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is nuts, though, right?
Yeah, you didn't see him when he was out here?
Nope. But I was trying to come through then.
Yeah.
But then I think I was out of town or I was coming in town.
Oh, yeah, you think you left.
Something happened, yeah. Otherwise, I would have been there for sure.
Damn, that is crazy as hell.
For sure. Every time, we always, like, miss each other.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Because that'd every be funny, because that nigga go crazy. He fuck with you stupid.
Yeah, and I fuck with him heavy, too.
Yeah, it'd be legendary. Y'all got to meet, man.
Like, I was watching y'all vlogs when y'all was in Phoenix.
I know.
Yeah, we talk to each other through the vlogs.
Yeah.
Or whenever you're on the phone with him and I'm chopping.
Climb the motherfucking mountains and all that.
For sure.
I beat him. Him and his bubs. He's like, nigga, I know what you was trying to do. Get up there first. You got there right. Yeah. Nigga, I had to get up there first.
Yeah.
Climb that cowman back.
Yeah.
Shit.
Hey, man, listen here. It's a brother rivalry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to have that, you know? I got that with DJ. Yeah. Every time we did something, for sure.
Got to do it. Like, he still think he'll get me in ball. I'm too old now.
Yeah.
But even when we was at our pinnacles, nigga, and hey, I said the last time we hooped, and we was playing at the same time. It was Troy Day. You know, Troy do a big old reunion thing in Carmondale. And I was MVP, man.
MVP?
I was MVP of everybody.
That's a three-year-old way, man.
Troy, Rashad, Bill, everybody was there.
You went there and did this.
Rob was there.
Oh, so you got witnesses?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it was in the newspaper. Should I call him up right now?
You can call him.
Okay,
he gonna vouch.
He
got had the niggas come up to the park and all that nigga with the
waivers. I call him now.
You can call him. He gonna solidify everything.
You sure he ain't gonna come to the story?
Nigga, you can ask him about the bread. Rocco solidify everything. It might be even better. He gonna tell you when I first
shout
came to Minnesota.
Shout out to Killer, man.
I picked up that bag, nigga. Yeah. Nigga, hey, nigga, get my money, nigga.
Oh, just like that.
Satchel.
Did you get the money?
Of course.
I heard you ain't getting it.
And showed everybody. Look, nigga, about 20 bands.
20 bands?
On a pick, nigga, owed me
from that. I'm lying. It was 2,000.
It was
just had it in ones.
It was 15,000.
Okay.
But it was like, nigga, owed me that from Phoenix. And just so happy he was in Minnesota. It was random. Give me that, nigga.
Oh, that's legendary.
Met him at the IKEA car street from Mall of America. Tell
me, man, listen here, man.
Damn!
Come on, man.
Really that.
What more can you expect?
Really that.
Man? Come on, man.
Really that.com.
Mr. Organic with a
kid. But yeah, shout out to my brother, man. But yeah, nigga, last time we all hooped together, I was MVP, man, in the paper and all that. You know what I'm saying? The reunion.
You know what?
Game.
We got to go up to Utah and just do 5-on-5 tight. You know
I can't. They be doing them, though, because, like, shout out to my dog, Justin Dittman, because he was on this team, too. He in the Big Three. He one of the coldest niggas ever. He played for Washington Huskies, all that. Top level. He from Carmondale, too.
Okay.
Carmondale got some real killers when it comes to that ball. Top level.
Yeah.
But they doing, like, reunion games. They're playing all the other little towns and shit, like, currently. And they played Murfreesboro, the other team I played for both of them. And they played them the other day. It was legendary, though. Because he owned the gym we used to play in.
Right.
Justin owns the gym now because the high school got sold. and they got a bigger high school. Hmm. So he bought the old high school gymnasium, and it's dope. It's called the Dittman Center. So they've been playing like the other rivals around the towns, like alumni games. They just did one like 2 weeks ago. Cole.
Just act dumb? Or was it
just playing them, you know what I'm saying? Right. Doing some shit for the town. Actually, it was raw. Trent and all them was playing.
Oh, yeah.
Can't nobody fuck with Carmdale, though. It's brutal. It ain't even close. But that's cool to see.
Hey, all I know is we killed it last time at Venice, man.
Brother.
We ain't touched the ball since.
That's it. I don't want to do nothing else. Because that was too. We surprised ourselves.
We obliterated niggas.
Oh, we did.
It was just me and you, though.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
It was crazy. We was monsters.
We was a team of two.
That's it. That's all it takes.
We ain't need nobody else.
Nobody else counted.
Nah.
We were trying to help other motherfuckers get in the group, but
they ain't on our level.
Not at all.
You know what I'm talking about?
Give me the ball.
Get the fuck out of the way.
Give me the ball.
I'll be tight being trying to receive and pass it to anybody.
Tell the truth. You're like, hey, man.
Because I had to convince you to pass.
Because we eating.
What you say to me? Say, man, niggas is weak. Is that what you said to me?
Yeah.
What we doing?
Like, we is us.
Yeah,
we got to document this.
Well, I said, come on, dude. We got to pass around.
We got to give a little blessing.
Yeah, try to bless somebody. Make them look like they more tight with their ear tight.
Come on, man. We tried. It's all you can do. Attempt without success.
But ours was effortless.
Oh, it was effortless. Like I said, we surprised ourselves how dumb we was acting.
And we was acting really calm.
Really?
Because we could have been no more. I didn't want to drive.
I didn't want to get hurt.
I didn't want to get hurt either.
Yeah, so it was like, I do the minimum.
On that concrete too? Ooh.
Yeah, I did the minimum.
Brutal.
Our minimum is most people's goddamn excelente, man.
Oh, yeah, without question.
And that's the last time I touched the ball. That was 3 years ago.
Yep.
We killed Frankie. Frankie.
I was just talking to Frankie about that today.
They don't want no smoke.
Yeah. Hey,
oh, that's that. Oh.
Yeah, same time, too. Double electricity. Double electrified. You know, Frankie's still mad about that today.
Oh,
I was just talking to him this morning.
He be getting drunk, getting hot about it.
Oh, he don't get mad. You niggas cheated.
We're use our advantages now. Y'all niggas still young.
Mo don't say nothing. You know, we just disintegrated. Mind you now, my nigga Mo, shout out to Mo.
Killer.
Mo love the podcast.
Shout out to Mo.
Shout out to my dog, Mo. You know what I'm saying? He is out in France, top level league in France type, understanding.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around there. You know, I'm probably wrong with the country. I know geographically.
It's one of them countries.
One of them countries, but I know he went to top level with the understanding with the big bag.
Yep.
Same thing with Frankie in the Philippines.
Filipino.
And you got two of these ancient old monks. Come on, man.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
There's no comparison. No ball. Nah. And we was talking greasy.
Greasy.
Yeah. Frankie ain't like that one.
Took them niggas out the game.
Yeah, huh? What? Bang!
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Get him.
Hey, listen. Look, you
kick it out.
This is how you know I ain't lying. Look. Hold
just
on.
Just brought it up, huh?
Come on, Dre. Did I not just talk about this at the end of vlogs now? Hold on now. Is this not the hooping vlog?
Yeah.
Hold on, where we at?
We pulled up dumb, too. Raved up, Lambo'd up. God damn, why we pulled
this
up like
right
that?
This is the one. What we talking about? What we doing?
And they're working out on reconnaissance, too.
Yep. Where
that gym was far as hell.
Wasn't it?
Damn, that's when the corona type, right?
Look. Smoking. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I was talking greasy, too.
Because you was beating them niggas by yourself, too, before that.
Dolo! Come on, champ.
Oh, yeah. Dolly.
Come on, champ.
On the Dolister.
Come on, man.
I need no one.
Yeah, I'm going to talk big shit, too.
Oh, yeah, you used to kill them niggas, too.
What?
Is this a difference, man?
You can put me with league niggas, smoked them.
Yeah,
you
it don't
put,
matter.
You can put me with the OG league niggas, smoked him.
I seen it.
You can put me with the top level D1s, and I was D1 too, not smoked him.
Seen it.
Ain't nobody like
doing all the trainings and all that, get smoked.
Niggas thought they was better type because they been playing longer. Yep. You can't outwork me. You ain't got the dog.
You ain't got the dog.
I'm ready to die by it. You ready to die by it?
That's the difference.
How many people I done had to embarrass, three?
Man, I saw them all. Every nigga that you played against. I seen it.
I ain't got to be the most skilled, but listen here. Let me tell you something.
Nigga ain't going to kill you now. You ain't going to stop.
Brutal.
I seen it, brother, with my own eyes. It's 100% fact. Niggas you think he ain't going to beat him. He going to get the full revenge on him.
In no question.
Playing, not picking them or something. Playing. They just play one-on-one, man.
Yep.
Beat you right now in front of everybody. You did the one nigga in front of the kids and all that, wasn't that?
Oh, yeah.
That was brutal.
I witnessed his
name. What's his name?
I ain't going to do that.
He is for the NBA, ain't he?
He is in the NBA now.
Come on, he got NBA by his name now.
Hey.
The jig is
talking
up.
Talking about, he's trying to talk.
The jig is
crazy.
Up.
He got a resume. What?
He said all that.
Then in front of 300 kids, man.
Sure was.
And the bosses and all of them.
Everybody was there.
And, you know, I didn't even start the bomb, but guess what? I'm going to finish it.
I'm about to say, you got to do the bomb on that
come
one,
man. I'm going to finish whatever bomb about my way.
That's for real, though. That's real shit. Don't think 100%. It's a game, man. I'm satisfied with my basketball game. Like, I did what I had to do.
Sure.
It was a long, strenuous, fight to even you know, get on teams and shit like that. But end of the day, I could pull up something that's going to say Jarvis Rivers. You'll have NBA by it.
Can't ever take that away.
Sioux Falls Skyforce. The jig is up. I did it.
Fully.
The jig is up.
I wasn't supposed to make it that far, so I could do that. So, nigga, I'm cool.
But and you now my little brother can too. Huh? The facts. You know how dumb it was, though? I remember when I was in Connecticut, dude they had playing over me my junior year.
Right.
Man, they play you one-on-one right now. Because the coaches think you trash, champ. Let me tell you something. Yep. Shout out to him, dog. You know, he was a cool dude.
He didn't know what he was getting into.
I don't know he rocked with us and all that. He probably tapped in. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to keep it G, though, champ. I got to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Play me one-on-one right now.
Right.
Nigga wasn't even close.
Smoked him.
And I'm talking crazy going up to the coach. This is who you got playing over me?
Right, right, right.
What?
Killed him.
Oh, yeah. It was the most embarrassing. But the confidence, though, I don't think they liked that when I was doing that.
Yeah, it's too much. It ain't because you ruined the
smoking
team.
Smoking him, man. Yeah. This is who y'all got playing over me. Man, get this bum out of here.
They
talking
got different
crazy.
Type of goddamn politics and all that, man. Yeah, I didn't do that to one of my guys. My guy,
Alfie. I would fuck with somebody that's like that. If I was a coach, I'd be like, that's who I want.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But it's different, man. I was the same way, too. You know what I'm saying? I always had it difficult. Besides, when I got... See, but my attitude and how I was, when I got to Georgia and the GPC, my coach loved me. He was an animal. So he loved me. That's why I came. That was my first time really, really getting to play how I want
to. Give me one of them.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. So the coach you talking about is like that?
Yeah.
That's how my coach was in San Jose.
Yep.
Shout out to my coach, Percy Carr, man.
Yep, yeah.
Listen, he didn't have all the screws. I definitely didn't have all the screws. But we rock with each other because we had that in common, right? So whenever it went down, I didn't care if I beat up a teammate in practice, you know, because that did happen.
Yeah, I would my teammate in the game. See, he was in the stands.
See, but it wasn't like a Draymond. No, it was a scrap. It wasn't like no.
Yeah,
I ain't. You know
that
what
nigga
mean?
Mushed my head. I go through the story, but
I remember that you type. I remember that. Yeah. See, in the game, that's crazy too.
Yeah,
see, this was in practice. Frankie was right there. Witnessed this fully. Lum, 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 lum. Oh, yeah, it was that. Oh, yeah, it was that, sir. It wasn't no little dude. He's like 6'5", 6'6", 2 type. Yeah. I don't think it was like no little, you know what I mean?
It was a worthy adversary.
And he was type Ds.
Yeah.
Full, like, you know what I mean? But anyway, even after that, you know, how aggressive I was, he always liked that. I'm talking shit, going crazy, going hard, all that, all of the above. Yeah, he rocked with me. And that coach fully let me go because of that dog in me. You know what I'm saying? That was my favorite coach of all the years I hooped basketball. Percy Carr, shout out to him, man. The most winningest coach in California history.
That's hard. Shout out to him.
The most winningest.
Most winning.
Man, you know what the fuck I'm
you
talking about.
You said witnessing.
I said winningest. God, now you
the
fucking
most winningest.
There you go. That's why I said the first time.
There we go. You said winningest.
Nah, I don't think I did, bro.
Winningest.
But he's the most, you know, coach in California history, and that's shout a fact. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when you have the right coach, man.
San Jose
it's a
City College, man.
Most of the time you don't, man. That's part of life. That distinguishes a lot of black greatness is that wrong coach, that wrong team.
Oh, the wrong place, man.
But in life.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, but what I tell, and it's hard, but for me and you, we just never stop. We just believe in ourselves.
Facts.
We always thought they was wrong, and we proved ourselves right.
Facts.
But everybody don't got that retardation that we do.
Right.
So I always try to
and
preach
that. And they'll smoke your confidence if
you
let them.
Yeah, for sure, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a guy we know that was at 43 that always had a grudge against another nigga that was there because they was on the same team. He never played behind him. And he just nigga hated him and ruined his whole shit. And he was cold.
Yep.
He was cold, but nigga couldn't get over that. Nigga just playing over me and dead. And just, you know what I mean? But it was like, nigga, hey, nigga, he is what he is. But
for sure,
man, you got to have that inner understanding. You got that inner motivation. You got that that know who you are. You got to bet on yourself. You got to know yourself. And it's going to take you further in life. Prove yourself right. Fuck trying to prove them wrong. Who are they anyway?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For sure. And if you know you got work to put in, just put it in.
Just do it.
It'll pay off.
The work will always pay off as long as you're progressing with the work. You don't want to be on the treadmill just moving in place, working hard, going nowhere. Yeah. You want to be able to, you know what I'm saying, see the terrains and move around.
Yeah, because I ain't going to lie to you. Like, if you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, listen, if you know me and how you from the channel, like, I'm optimistic, I'm fun, I'm all the above, right? Yeah, I'm a good time, right? It's like I had a legendary good time, historical times. But when I play basketball on any of the teams, anybody that was my teammates at the time, they know I was reclusive.
Right.
I'm not there to make friends. I don't like none of you. I'm here to kill, take heads, and put them on a spike and put them in the front lawn, let niggas know I've been here. You know what I'm saying? Like, Slim was here, and he came, and he killed everything. You know what I'm saying?
That's all.
Yeah, so you got to be on that type of time. I would never, hey, I don't care about partying. I ain't going to the club with y'all. I ain't going to nothing. I'm here to kill.
Yeah, it was a blessing. Like, that's how I was, too, because when I got to Georgia, it was a blessing. Like, that whole scenario that even took place was like, nigga, how did I even get here?
Facts.
So when I got there, I was buckled down, hooped every day.
Yep.
I worked out and hooped. I didn't even go home during the summertime.
Yep.
My mama tell you I have to go home for like a week. I'm like, mom, give me my ticket. I got to go back. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Prayers up to my auntie because she's always getting my ticket. I'm like, my mom, you know, had the bread at the time. I want to go back. She was like, okay. And she has my auntie Cookie, and she'd give me the bread. I get on that
That's
Greyhound.
That's where I'm at, right?
Yep, get on that Greyhound bus, and then go right back, nigga, and be out there all summer. Yep.
I've been on a bunch of them Greyhound buses.
Yeah, I ain't got no
them
time.
Them damn things so uncomfortable.
Them shit stink, too.
Man, oh, yeah, big time.
These seats be
I've been
stiff.
On a million of them Greyhounds.
Yeah, I'm Greyhound guy.
Them blue checkered, ugly seat type.
Oh, that Greyhound guy.
I laid on the floor in the Greyhound a billion times.
Yeah, and I used to be a kid.
Man, I used to make a pallet on the Greyhound.
That Greyhound was serious. You ever had the long tickets where you got to go... And you got to go to all the places.
Oh, yeah. For sure. What about you rush to get to that back seat? Because that's the one right by the toilet.
Yeah.
And you get the little extra little room.
It's three back there.
Yep.
But there'd be a little stink because that's where the shit goes.
I know, but
it's,
you get the extra down. Space. I can lay down.
And that's the most important.
Yep, that's the most important.
And you'd be warm because the engine back
there. Yep, it is.
I know, nigga.
You're a reptile, too.
You know, I got to be by the warm, brother. You know what I'm saying? I'll take the money on that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah,
but yeah, bro, that Greyhound reel. So, like, yeah, I remember because, yeah. And I remember when I left from Atlanta back when I went to Phoenix, I was on that Greyhound all the way back there. Like the long ticket, motherfucker. God,
sheesh.
Man. You stop in all them little places.
Man, they stop everywhere. You be like, damn, we stopping again? There's so many stops.
Oh,
man, if you don't just keep this damn thing on the highway.
I'm trying to go, bro. I'm trying to get lost in this shit.
Yeah, man.
Straight up, bro. But
you don't
want
to get off the bus because you don't know if they're going to take.
Yeah, you take a shit, get lost. You get lost, you don't know which bus is it. I got my transfer. Which
you don't
one?
Know nothing.
You don't know. You a kid.
You stay on the bus like.
Yeah, I was like, going nowhere. I ain't getting off. I said, I ain't getting off. Have my little ham sandwich.
Yeah, hell yeah. Don't even do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Because they didn't have much to work with.
Nah, that Greyhound was trash.
Yeah, bro. So, like, I was just dedicated when I had my opportunity. I took a bet. That's just in life to me. Whenever I get an opportunity, I'm going to go to the maximum with it because I know exactly what it is. It's an opportunity. Everybody don't get them.
Yep.
And when you got it, maximize. You got to. Yeah, you got to, man.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's how I moved my whole life. So,
yeah.
There we go, man. Hey, hold on. What's this right up here, brother? Speaking of opportunity. Somebody
what
got up. Oh, Young Jock. Oh, then I sent you this, right?
Oh, yeah. He actually sent 1800.
Yeah, why you ain't got 1800, brother? Like, you should have been like, chalk it up. God damn.
Nah, I ain't chalking up 1800, brother. Give my 1800 back.
I'm not going to go to that extreme, do all them text messages, put it on Instagram and all that. Would you do all that? That's a lot, bro. Putting on Instagram, somebody called this
you
person.
You know what, though?
You got to be at the bottom.
I like Young Jock interviews on Black TV.
It real. It's a little fakery in there, but I get it. He be kind of real, but a little bit of sprinkle.
It seems like he be playing type of
it's
like.
Both. It's both. Yeah, it's entertainment, bro. I guess real, a little real in there, but it's some little finagle drip to keep your name alive.
Shout out to Young Jock, man. Get your 1800 back, champ. Fuck with everybody.
Fucking home.
Yeah.
Get my motherfucking 1800, bitch.
Hey, that's 1800, man. That's 1800, champ.
He need that 1800.
Man, if he put it on Instagram, give my 1800.
He try to track him down, get the tracker, try to get a private eye for them up.
Why he was rushing though? You got a quadruple check when you do that Zelle.
You got to.
Because
once it's gone, it's gone.
Man, I never seen nobody accidentally do that though.
But damn, but you on Instagram and posting that nigga want that 18. Hey, that's that nigga 18 though. It's kind of funny, but I get it too. Fuck
that's
it. Get
18,
my
18, man.
Get my 18, man.
We can't be jaded to 18. It's 18-3.
But you ain't going to Instagram and YouTube. Make a YouTube video about it. Hey, man, yo, YouTube about this guy.
Hey, make sure y'all hit this up. I'm going to tell all the G-Squad. Hey, listen, make sure y'all hit him up. Let him know he stole from me.
Yep.
And we need that
you
back.
You going to do that?
Hey, man, G-Squad, y'all can't
and everybody going to put this in the comments.
The jig is up.
He done got you. He done got you.
G-Squad, help me. Help me, please.
Please. But, I see it both ways, man. Like, when I go to that stream for 1800, when you got it like that, nigga, fuck no, not on Instagram doing all that. But if you need it, nigga, and it's tight, nigga, I'm gonna need my 18. But I still ain't gonna put it on Instagram.
But the thing is, though, you don't know.
But hey, nigga, get your money, brother. When it boils down to it.
That could be just God trying to bless somebody that need it.
That's how you could take it.
But once after 18, when somebody was rich, he was accidentally rich type.
But look at what he said, though. Read what he wrote to the nigga. He wrote a real.
Hi, can you please return the 1800 that I mistakenly sent to your account via Zelle? I don't know. You nor do you know me. Please do the right thing. God has a bigger blessing for you. ... I know you blocked my number. Oh shit. And that's okay. I just need the 1800 that was sent to your account via Zelle. Can y'all please call this number and ask them to return my money?
It's not 18,000, brother.
He did.
It's 1800.
I said 1800.
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying that. Like it was 18,000.
Hey, brother, 1800 should be treated just as severely as 18,000.
Man, shit.
Listen here, man. Hey. I'm with Young Jock. Give my money, man.
With that.
Give my money, man.
You see, he put that scripture in there. God has a bigger blessing.
Why didn't you say, hey, it's me, Young Jock? Because then they probably would have been like, hey, man, go on, get down.
Nigga, let me get your nigga ass out of here. You shouldn't be asking me for the 1800 back.
Young Jock, you got to do the quadruple check, champs. Triple, quadruple check your
especially
money.
Especially if man. You got to go to the street to get 18 back, you should have got there.
You should have really made sure.
You should have sent it the wrong person, sir.
Or maybe he got it and he's just like moving fast three of them tight. Nah, shit.
I do shit like that all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, all the
you
time.
You got to get your 1800 back, champ.
Yeah.
That 1800 got to come back home, brother.
He get that man his 1800.
That's 1800,
man.
Brother.
That nigga won his 18.
Man, that's 18, man. I'm going to need that 18. I'm going to need that expeditiously.
Get Jock his 18, goddamn it.
What would T.I. do?
Yeah, T.I. going to go crazy. He'll do a whole PSA.
Hey, he go get on this story, go on that live and say, hey, any motherfucker that don't hit these people up.
I'm going to need that. Y'all against me. Shout out to T.I., man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to him.
Leave that man alone, man.
Yeah, yeah. When are people going to learn to stop fucking with him?
He ain't playing.
Leave him alone.
He's petty enough to do anything to anybody, talk to anybody. He with everything. He ain't on expeditiously, man.
We ain't got Boosie, man.
Boosie. Shout out to him. Teamed up with him. Yeah. You know what he was doing? They messing with us. They got us.
Yeah, Russell. He had Russell Simmons come out the move.
Nah, it was Ben B.
No, he had Russell Simmons come out too tight.
Nah, Russell Simmons was talking to like academics about old heads.
Oh, no, I think it was both, brother. Because, it was both. I got to show you that one. It's funny. The reply was hilarious, too.
I got to see that.
Yeah, the roast back to Russell was.
We don't speak of that month. We don't give him no understanding. But, okay, I got to see that. That's funny. No. Because,
he said, boy, don't you know you better go back in the hide?
Yeah, you get the boat out there for the hell. Yeah, third burglary. But, hey, man, shout out to your job, man. Get your money.
Yeah, who else do you have come? Yeah, Russell Simmons. Yeah, T.I. or Boosie.
Yeah.
And then he had
Bun B.
Was it Bun B?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Everybody leave T.I. alone, man. You better stop fucking with that, man.
Yeah, leave T.I. alone, man. That's that nigga. But other than that, man, we up. What's the episode of this? 45?
Episode 50.
Damn. Episode 50 anniversary, baby. Man, we up out here, man. Top of the move. Facts. Episode 45, season 3, man. Once again, make sure you comment on Apple Podcasts. Give it that 5-star rating. Make sure you comment in all the links below in the descriptions. I mean, add them all. From our Instagrams to our YouTubes, whatever. Give us those follows. Now, on top of that, you want any type of promotion, you want any type of product placement, shout-outs on the Instagram, YouTube, whatever. We're working out great packages.
Absolutely.
For people to go ahead and bless y'all with this Understand This Top of Move podcast.
Because Christmas is coming up, Thanksgiving. We in the holiday spirit.
Damn right. So we want to bless y'all some understanding, man. So with that being said, we about to be up out there. Make sure you go to organiclifestyle.com, go get your clothing, and make sure you go to Gargoyle Honey and get that new honey and get to the money, you bitch.
Yeah, because you got a trip coming with that, right?
Oh, yeah. Got three golden
tickets.
Break it
down for them.
Well, listen. You know, we're gonna do a certain amount of jars, but 333 of them will be personally signed by me. They come in an all type of collectible box and packaging. Three other jars will have a golden ticket, will give you a trip to the Caribbean for you and a plus one with Mr. Organic. And you know my trip's legendary. Slim gonna book it and plan it and everything. You know, you're gonna have a spearfish.
That was your
shit.
Way of asking me, brother.
Yeah, we're gonna be riding.
He just asked it live right there. That was the first time he asked.
We're gonna be riding dolphins and shit. We're gonna be jetpack flying like they do in Dubai, flying.
I think
through the
I
sky.
Might be busy, man.
Yeah, you're gonna be busy handling that motherfucking trip for me. Thank you. Appreciate it, brother.
Big.
But yeah, everything.
Don't get it fucked up.
But we up out of here, man. Keep it pure, man. We appreciate you guys more than you know. We're going to continue to go and grow. This is Top of the Moot, bitch. You. Bam!
Black man! Bitch, tight end. Tight wheel. Don't get it up. Big application, man. Shout out to my wife.
Top of the Moot. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.